Poultry producers facing much higher energy costs. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
You know, I can't remember, you know, right offhand how much it increased since last year, but it was a fairly significant increase. And heating with propane or LP, gas, and, you know, seems like when it gets higher, a gas truck shows up more frequently.
Obion County farmer Jason Crabtree commenting on the much colder temperatures and the much higher heating costs he's had to keep his poultry barns warm.
You know, with the big increase, you know, in it this year and the colder weather that we've had so far, and of course it's turning mild now, but, you know, the cold back early part of December that we had and the increase, you know, it starts eating into your profit.
In Giles County, producer Ed Rollins has had the same fate.
It has been colder. We've been running about 6 to 8 degrees below normal for just about the entire month of December. And we've cut our thermostats back and done everything we can do, but, I mean, you still got to stay so warm.
Now, Rollins also uses propane gas to heat his chicken houses, and along with the much higher diesel fuel prices he's paid for this year, he's seen quite a dramatic increase in his overall energy costs.
A dramatic increase. We started the poultry business in 94, and we were buying propane for under 70 cents. And I think the last was $1.68 or something like that, and that's the farm rate. So it's, and you know, we don't get no extra compensation for that. That comes off our bottom line.
Now, although propane is produced from both crude oil refining and natural gas processing, its price is influenced mainly by the cost of crude oil, and there are many Tennessee farms and homes utilizing propane gas for heating. Farm use is the third largest retail propane market, accounting for about 7% of the nation's total demand. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.